so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for once again inviting me right back to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning, that we might come together to set together in the heavenly places and magnify and worship the Lord. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing a song that Martha's been doing for many years. People like this song. I think this song has got a great, great meaning. And this one says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face. Thorns were on his head. Blood was on his scarlet robe, stained the crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory
that's a beautiful way to start our Sunday morning here this morning. Martha singing, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Well, we do appreciate you tuning our way this morning, and we trust that things are going well at your place. So let's go right back and do another song. And we're trying to find some new songs for you because we just get tired of doing the same songs over and over. So I hope you enjoy this one. This one says, Supper Time.
Many years ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down that old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home. after time. The shadows sink and climb. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going. You know, some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time. When my mother used to call from the back step to the old home place, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." The time has woven a realization of truth for me, and it's even more thrilling than that when the Lord Himself shall call from the portals of glory, "Come on home, son. Summertime." All God's children should be gathered around the throne of grace for the greatest summertime of them all. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows sink and climb. Come home. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Yes, sir, we never, never know when the Lord is going to call from the portals of heaven to come on home. And yet it behooves us to be ready, because we know not the hour, neither do we know the day. But we do know that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death the judgment. Well, we trust today that the broadcast is being a blessing to you. If you're hearing us for the first time, I am Reverend Tommy Mouse. We come on this station here each Sunday morning. I can't remember the years we've been on here so long. We'll have to sit down one day and figure that all out. But we've been coming into your homes for many years, and you've been a great blessing to us, because you've helped to support us. You've helped keep us right here where we are, and we trust the broadcast is going to be a great, great blessing to you. Well, we have laid a lot of our great, good friends to rest, have passed from this life, but we will never forget them. They have been a blessing to us, and we're just glad we met them along the way. My good friend, Old Baby Man, who we buried last week, and there's many of you and many in our listening audience that we have been involved with you and your family when death has come, and we're so glad that we've been able to be a part of your life. So we're going to do this song right here. Martha and I are going to do this one together, and I want you to give it a listen to. It's got a great, great sound and a great meaning. It says, "Glory Land."
If you have friends in Glory Land who left because of pain, there'll be no pain in Glory Land. They'll suffer pain no more. So
made up there,
no graves
Sometimes it's so rocky, it seems like I just can't go on. But the clock cheers my heart when I stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Terry here a little while, my brother. Terry here and work while it's day. Terry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes is so rocky. It seems like I just can't go on. But the thought fills my heart with, I stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Carry here a little while, my brother. Carry while it's day. Carry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Martha doing that song. I think she does a great job on that song, and we certainly do appreciate you. And we want to do this one right here for you, and I hope that you enjoy this one.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow, there's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not seen. It seems a confusion and doubt. They seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know, as I sat here this morning making the broadcast, it seems to me that there's someone there, maybe in the listening audience, that's trying to make a decision. Let me talk to you just a moment about deciding to make that decision. Let me tell you the story that happened in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. If you'd like to read it sometime, you need to sit down and read it. If you're faced with a decision, I believe that this would be the place to go. Read the story about these leopard boys who sat upon the hillside. Now, they were outcasts. You know the story in the Bible about lepers. When they had leprosy, they were pronounced with leprosy by the priest, and the priest would banish them, and they could not live among the common folk. They had to live out in the leopard areas, and anyone who approached them or came close to them, they would cry out, "Unclean, unclean," meaning that you could not come near them. Well, these boys, there was three or four of them, setting up on the hill as a group, looking out over the city, and one finally decided to make a decision. And my friend, that's the first step in making a decision, is decide to make the decision. That's the first move toward receiving what you are deciding your decision is going to be. Now notice, the Bible said that they decided that they would go into the city. Here's what they said. They said, "Why do we sit here until we die?" You see, it's like a football game. Now, I like football. I like good sports. But it's like a football game. Many times, one of those teams is going to come to a fourth and an inch, and just a very, very short ways, and they are going to be able to make the score. Well, my friend, you may be closer than you realize. You've got to decide to make the decision. It may look like it's fourth down, and you're going to have to give up the ball. But why don't you go for it? I mean, why don't you just go all out for it? Well, that's the story that is happening here in 2 Kings chapter 7. They had to decide to make a decision. They said, if we go into the city, then we're going to die. But if we remain here, we're also going to die. So what did they do? They decided to make a decision. And when they decide to make that decision, you've got to move forward with the decision. Now notice, they said, if we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, then we're going to possibly die also. But nevertheless, they said this, if they save us alive, we will live. But if they don't, we will but die. I love the theme that God has given us. When I say us, I say me and my radio partners on this radio ministry. We have something to believe in. If they save us alive, we will live. But if they don't, then we will but die. So you see, they're going to move forward with their decision. And once you have decided to make that decision, then you've got to move forward with that decision. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there may be some cost in making that decision. Because you see, a decision that is decided to be made, sometimes you can't see the outcome. You can't see. In other words, you can't see around a curve. You can't see around corners. But God can. God can see around corners. God can see what you cannot see. But once you decide to make that decision, my friend, later on I'm going to show you how that God gets involved in your decision. But you got to know that there is a cost to your decision. And you cannot see the results until you try. You've got to try. Remember the little woman who had the blood issue for so many years? She said she heard about him. And she decided to make a decision, and she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Once she had decided to make that decision, then she moved forward with that decision. And when she moved forward with that decision, the story goes on to say that she pressed her way in and came from behind. And when she touched him, she was made whole from that very moment on. You've got to be willing to follow your decision. You see, it's your own decision. So the Bible said they rose up at the twilight, meaning the dawning of a day. And my friend, when you rise up sometime to make that decision and decide to make that decision, then it could be the dawning of a brand new day, the dawning of a brand new life for you, because now you've stepped out by faith. You stepped out by faith. You're believing God. You're moving forward. You're not sitting there dying. You're moving forward, and you're moving forward with faith, believing all things are possible to them that will believe. So you see, your decision now has brought you to the place that you are starting a brand new life. What is it that you're trying to decide on? Decide right now, what is my decision? What am I trying to decide on? What problem is it that you're trying to decide on? What is the problem you're having that you're so decisive about, and you're wanting to make that decision, to step out by faith and make that decision? You decide to make the decision, and God will do the rest. Now, here's the really the beautiful part of the story. In verse 6, and when they began to move toward the city, after making that decision, deciding to make that decision, look at what the Bible said. The Bible said in verse 6, for the Lord caused a great host of the Syrians to hear the noise of the chariots and the sound of the horsemen, even the sound of a great host. You decide to make the decision, and God will do the rest. I will assure you, once you step out in faith, believing God, all things are possible to them that will believe. So this morning, if you're trying to decide to make that decision, then make it, move out, and let God do the rest. Our Father, this morning we felt so impressed to bring this message across the airway. We feel that there's many making decisions, maybe making their soul's decision. Their soul hangs in the balance, and they're trying to make that decision. Maybe they're sick. Maybe there's affliction in their body and they're wanting to make that decision. Maybe there's a financial need that they have and they're needing to make that decision. This morning, I trust that the Holy Spirit will reach you across the airways and touch the heart, touch the mind, and let them to realize that if God be for them, there is no power that can ever stand against them. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. My friend, if you've made that decision, step out, let go, and let God. I believe today there's a miracle coming your way.
There is a river that never shall run dry.
Well, I do trust that you've been blessed by the broadcast today. I really, really, truly believe that the Holy Spirit is right across the airways. And there has been a very special blessing been given to people today, because I firmly believe there is something to believe in. I need you to stand with me. I need you to pray with me. I need you to help me financially. And most of all, together we stand, divided we fall. Well, you have a great, great day today and a much better day tomorrow. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing. That address again is Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.